Right, let's continue looking at business phrasal verbs. Our group today is, I think, an overlooked group. When was the last time you studied a list of phrasal verbs with the preposition together? We're all about phrasal verbs with up, phrasal verbs with down, phrasal verbs with, around. But I can't remember the last time that I sat down and I studied a list of these together with students. So that's what we're going to do today. These are all useful in a business context. So hopefully after listening to this episode, you will have a better understanding of what these mean with some examples that I'm going to give you. And if you feel confident and you want to expand your vocabulary, then you can try and use these in the situations you find at work. So without any further ado, some nice samba music, please. Hello and welcome to Anna with Two N's English podcast, bringing you business English every Wednesday. You can find me on Instagram at Anna2NsEnglish. Now let's kick off with a little shout out. You know I like to do a shout out at the beginning of my episodes. Someone, newsflash, someone bought me 5 coffees, which I have to say is a rather large amount of coffees. I shall have to spread these across the week. Thanks a lot for your podcast content. I listen to this with great pleasure and find very useful phrases and expressions. You do a great job. Keep up the good work. Winky face emoji. Thank you so much, someone. You're nameless. But seriously, thank you so much. It's extremely generous and I really, really appreciate it. Anyways, let's return to our topic. Now, just to point out there, anyways is not good English, okay? This is a very informal way to say anyway. Say anyways, but don't copy it, okay? It's not nice. But I can do it. It's my podcast. Anyway, phrasal verbs. Before I delve into our together examples today, if you haven't already, there are some other phrasal verb episodes for you that I've done. Number one is an introduction to phrasal verbs, which is episode 60. Episode 61, I've got one with phrasal verbs about across. Episode 85, phrasal verbs without. Episode 91, phrasal verbs with down. Episode 101, phrasal verbs with through. So you've got 5 episodes there to get stuck into with phrasal verbs if you haven't already. And actually, they're quite a nice build up to this episode if you haven't listened to them already. So phrasal verbs with together. Now, what I want you to think about with the preposition together is about union and joining. So this is the common theme or the common meaning between these different phrasal verbs. Now, they mean joining and unity in different ways, but that's the common theme. And phrasal verbs really are about two things. One is the technicalities of phrasal verbs. Is it separable? Is it inseparable? Do I need an object or not? So that's important. And also it's about context. So are we using it in the right situation or not? Some phrasal verbs are more common than others. I would say that these phrasal verbs, you're quite likely to come across these in a business context, which is why I've cherry-picked these ones. Now, you might be like, what on earth does it mean to cherry-pick? Does it mean to pick cherries? Of course, cherries are fruits. No, it doesn't. To cherry-pick something is the action or practice of choosing and taking only the most beneficial or profitable items or opportunities from what's available. Now, sorry, I didn't just think of that off the top of my head. I've got a description here. I thought, wow, people are going to think I'm super articulate. I'm reading that definition. Basically, it means I pick the best things, some of the best phrasal verbs with together I think you're most likely to hear. So our golden thread, the thing that links all these together, is joining and forming a group. So let's have a look at some of these ones and give you some examples. If you want to look for the translations, look in the description, okay, the Spanish translations. If you're if you need help following along or you want a translation, it is there. Let's have a look at number one. Throw together. To make or produce something quickly without careful planning or arrangement. For example, we had to throw together a plan at the last minute. Okay, so this is like make or produce. So here the joining is like joining different parts together. For example, let's say that you have a plan. You have to join together some elements of, I don't know, an Excel spreadsheet, some update that somebody's written. So you're joining them together quickly to produce something. We had to throw together a plan at the last minute. Imagine if your boss told you before a meeting and they said, Anna, I need you to throw together an agenda. Okay, that's definitely happened to me a couple of times. Quick, Anna, throw together an agenda before the meeting so it looks like we're organized. Throw together an agenda. Basically, produce an agenda really quickly. I guess you kind of got to imagine this visually in your head as well. It's like, imagine throwing stuff together and like coming up with something. You know, it's like, I don't know, get some things together and go. And actually, a lot of these phrasal words together, they have a physical meaning, but also a figurative meaning. And they also have more than one meaning. So the ones I'm going to share with you today, don't let your head explode, okay? But the ones I'm sharing with you today are specific examples, but they may be used in other contexts as well, just to make that clear, okay? So throw together, to do something very quickly without careful planning. Imagine, okay, I'm going to give you another example. You've seen a job, maybe you're looking for a job, okay, and you're looking online at all the sites, you know, you've got Indeed, all of that, and you see a job, but it says tomorrow is the deadline, and you're like, oh my God, I've done this a couple of times. You think, oh, I need to throw together an application and submit it, because you're like, this job looks great, but I've only got like 12 hours to submit an application. If you're like me, it takes me a long time to write an application because I'm a perfectionist and it's actually a really stressful exercise for me. And nobody likes being around me when I'm writing applications. Once I kind of resorted to just drinking like wine because I was just so stressed. I was like, I just need to feel calm. It was much easier with the wine, actually. Not saying that's a good technique, but it did work for me that time. So to throw something together, I had to throw together an application in like 6 hours, and it wasn't a very pleasant experience, I have to say. Okay, number two, phrasal verb, together. To put something together. Now here, coming back to the thing I said before, this could be a physical or kind of a figurative sense. So the physical thing would be kind of obvious. And I think that's what makes together slightly easier, is because it's kind of more logical, okay? It's more literal. Together kind of gives you the sense of joining and unity. So they're slightly easier to understand, I think. But imagine you've gone to IKEA, okay? You've survived IKEA. You've got through the marketplace, okay, without buying anything extra, which is an achievement. You've got a wardrobe, okay? Well, you've got to put that wardrobe together, right? You've got to take the different parts. You've got to put it together. My mum actually bought something from IKEA recently. And unfortunately, they started putting it together, my mom and my sister. And then they realized at the end, right at the end, they've done all the parts, they've put in all the nails, all the screws, and they realized that they got like a couple of bits wrong at the top. So it basically doesn't really function as a wardrobe because it's really weak, the structure. But they decided, well, look, we're not going to take it down. Take it down is desmontar. So we're just going to leave it how it is. Weak, lazy is what I say. Anyway, put together. But we can also use it in some context where you might find it work. For example, to produce or organize something using many different things, we need to put together a strategy. So it could be something, but it also could be people. We're going to put together a group of experts to work on this project, for example. Let's put together a team of developers, and hopefully they will be able to figure out the solution to the problem. So we can put something together to make something like a strategy, a plan, but we can also put people together to form a team or a group. There's some people that you should never put together. For example, as a teacher, when I do groups, there's some students that I put together and there's some students that I don't put together, depending on the way that they work with each other. Sometimes that's good and sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it's good to put people together when they don't always see eye to eye, because then they maybe see a different perspective, or maybe they just get over it because it's not really that important. But sometimes people really repel each other. I always try and describe this as like magnets. You know, when you put magnets next to each other and they kind of repel each other, like they push away from each other. That's kind of how I feel about some, that's how some people's relationships are. They just repel each other. They're like just total opposites. So some people I don't put together because it's not beneficial for their learning process at all. Okay, let's have a look at another one. That was quite an easy one. Let's have a look at this one. This one's maybe a little bit more unusual. You might not have come across this one. And this one's to do with money. To scrape together. To scrape together. Now, this one, I was thinking about this and I was like, well, it's kind of something maybe more used in a personal context. However, you might hear it in a business or in a team that maybe doesn't have a lot of budget or a lot of money. So to scrape together is about basically struggling to get enough money or effort or people. Let me give you some examples. We managed to scrape together enough money to cover the expenses. So again, this idea of joining and unifying is with money, okay? Joining different little pieces of money, we managed to cover the expenses. Scrape together. Now imagine that you were doing an event, for example. I used to do events way back when I worked. Way back is referring to somewhere far in the past when I used to work in the charity. And we used to need volunteers. So if you work in an NGO, you'll be very familiar with recruiting volunteers, or you should maybe. And it's really difficult. So imagine that you needed 8 volunteers for an event. Okay, and you're working really hard, nobody's getting back to you, you're really struggling, but in the end, you manage to scrape together 8 volunteers. So you just manage to do enough, to get enough people. This one is a little bit less common, okay, but I thought I'd throw it in there because I thought it's an interesting one and maybe slightly more advanced. Next. To stick together. Again, this has a physical meaning and a figurative meaning. The figurative one is probably more useful for you at work. To stick together basically means like, okay, take this item and take this item and stick them together. Like 2 pieces of paper, for example. You know, when you're doing arts and crafts with your kids, you're like, stick this picture on this picture. So to stick something together in a physical sense, maybe in an art lesson or something like that. But to stick together also means to support each other, to join forces, to join your motivation. Great teams are able to stick together, even if the business is going through a really difficult time. Again, this could also be used in quite a personal context as well. We need to stick together. Might be something that you say between family and friends. We need to stick together. We need to be united. You can see how this theme of joining and unifying kind of brings all these phrasal verbs together. Next one we're going to use is get together. To get together means to meet each other. Okay, if two or more people meet, you can say get together. Now this is quite informal and it genuinely always means physical. Okay, so if you say, for example, let's get together next week for a coffee, it means a physical meeting. I wouldn't probably use it if I'm talking about on Zoom or Teams, for example. I wouldn't be like, let's get together and then be online. No, it's something face-to-face. Let's get together next week and have a coffee and discuss our plans for the future, for example. Take note that it's also informal. So, you know, you don't want to say to your potential client, like, oh yeah, let's get together next week. And well, depending on the tone that you're using, sometimes some companies are really informal and that's what makes them, it's their brand. So again, totally depends on the situation. To get together could also mean to start a romantic relationship. Okay, so they got together last year. It means that they started going out last year. They became boyfriend and girlfriend, or boyfriend and boyfriend, etc., last year. Now, the last one we're going to have a look at is come together. Now, this kind of is very literal. Again, I think these are quite easy to understand, these phrasal verbs. So the first one is just obviously people coming together. Let's come together and find a solution. So this is about joining people. Pretty kind of easy to understand, I think. However, another example that you might hear, which I think is less common or maybe less people might know, is to say, for example, the project didn't really get off to a good start, but everything is starting to come together. So let's have a look at that sentence. The project didn't get off to a good start. To get off to a good start, it just means it was really bad. It didn't start very well. It was a disaster or whatever. But now everything is starting to come together. So everything is starting to work. To come together is like all the pieces are starting to fit, to begin to work or proceed in the desired way. So everything's starting to work. The pieces in the puzzle are coming together. So that's what that means. And that's quite common when we're talking about projects or pieces of work that are didn't start very well, but then, you know, everything starts working well. Everything comes together. I think most times things come together in the end, unless it's a disaster or, you know, I guess some things are lost causes, probably. The last one very quickly is bring together. Very similar, okay? But this is like causing people to join or meet, to bring together a team of experts from across the world. The team has been brought together by the CEO. So to cause people to meet, a deliberate action to make people work together, voluntarily, of course, well, maybe not necessarily. And that last sentence was passive. The team has been brought together by the CEO. A lot of people struggle with the passive voice. Maybe it's worth doing an episode on that in the future. Let me know if you find the passive voice difficult in English. So there we go, a brief introduction to some business phrasal verbs with together that might come in handy for you in the workplace, okay? If you love the podcast, subscribe on your favorite platform, whichever one that is. Don't forget to tell a colleague or a friend about the podcast. They might like it too, and we can help spread the word about Anna with Two N's. You can find me on Instagram at Anna2NsEnglish. Don't forget that. And I'll be back in the next episode to give you some more business English. Bye-bye.